Bennington wants to lure more businesses to town, and a new study has looked at whether housing stock could be a factor in making that happen. Keith Whitcomb Jr. has been following the story for the Bennington Banner, and he joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. Keith, great to speak with you again.
Hi, how are you, Mitch?
Doing well, thank you. So tell me, who's behind this study and what was the purpose of it?
Well, the town essentially had commissioned it, and right now it's in draft form. I should probably stress that. It's not been finalized. It has to go in front of the town's planning commission, and then the select board still has to review it. And the goal of this essentially is to, you know, take stock of, you know, the town's housing market, what we have, what we need, and come up with some ideas on how to get there.
So business, bringing more business to Bennington, and housing, I mean, I wouldn't immediately connect those two, but essentially they're trying to see if having better, more affordable housing would attract more businesses?
Well, it seems to be sort of a chicken and the egg kind of thing. Most of the focus groups said you can do whatever you want to improve the housing stock, but it's really not going to take unless you have some kind of economic vibrancy here. I mean, you have to have people in town or around town with the money to spend on housing. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen. So it's sort of, and then on the other side of that, people say, you know, if there's no quality housing, then businesses won't come here. But one of the things this study did point out is that the quality of the housing doesn't seem to be affecting whether or not employers come here or not. Because what happens is they just, employees live outside of town.
The study also found that the rental market in Bennington is not in great shape. What's going on there?
Well, essentially, it's tough for everybody. It's tough for landlords. It's tough for tenants. The price, I believe, is a little high compared to what people are making. The quality of some of the rental units isn't as high as it could be. And again, that goes back to just there not being a lot of money to put into these buildings.
And landlords were represented here, too. They made some comments about how they're doing. It seems that they're struggling, and they say that the rules favor the tenants right now. Is that right?
That is what came out of the focus group. Although that focus group, the notes in it, if you look at them, they seem to be going back and forth a little bit on that. If you're running between 1 and 15 units, according to this group, a lot of those people don't want to be in that business anymore. And just from personal experience, I can tell you from landlords I know, it is hard. I mean, you don't have as much money coming in as I think people think. Costs go up, you know, then there's taxes and all that. So it's hard to keep some of these places up.
What challenges did they find in the housing stock itself in Bennington?
The housing stock itself? A lot of it was, again, some issues with quality. I mean, it's a very old stock. Sellers, they tend to want a little bit more than they can reasonably expect to get. And then, you know, when a buy does happen, a lot of buyers expect certain upgrades to be done to the place. But again, the sellers don't exactly have the money for that. So.
And what about recommendations? What did the study say there?
Well, each and every group said you have to do something to improve the economy. Otherwise, nothing's going to change. The landlords were saying it would be helpful if the town maybe extended some of its tax finance or tax stabilization and small interest loans to them. So things of that nature could sort of rough out the edges, maybe.
And you mentioned this is a draft. What's going to happen next? What's the next step here?
Well, it was released at a planning commission meeting, but that particular meeting had run kind of late, so they decided to put it back to where they could discuss it further and give themselves some time to talk about it. I believe sometime in August is going to be the next time they sit down and discuss this in full. I think they'll add their comments. Once they're done with it, it will go before the select board, who will probably discuss it for one or two meetings. And then once they adopt it, they essentially own the study and they can apply it to decisions they make in terms of updating the town plan or adjusting the zoning bylaws or making decisions, essentially.
Keith Whitcomb Jr. is a reporter for the Bennington Banner, and you can find a link to his story at vpr.net. Keith, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.